Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Spray tan. Ratchet strap. Drywall. I'm bleeding out.
I don't have my gloves on yet because I want you to see them going on.
Oh. It's like watching you slip into something more comfortable.
Yeah. I love how you have to do this too.
Yeah, you don't have a choice. Can you imagine? You can't just put them on.
Let me try that. Let me try to just slide them on.
Put them on without pulling extra? No.
You can, I guess, but yeah, you need to squeeze the fingers.
Yeah, you got to really get it down
there. This is great TV for those listening.
Yeah, they love it. Episode 78?
Yeah.
Did you know that we have over 6 million hours of content?
That's what I've heard.
6 million. Just bonus. Did you know that?
So what are we talking, like 15 million of regular?
Yeah.
Something like that?
That's at least 17 trillion football fields.
We're back in the Triassic period.
Someone's doing a triathlon, am I right? No, but we have a ton of bonus content. Thank you to everybody who supports us on Patreon. If you are not signed up, you can find the link in the episode description. But it's also fairly easy to remember. Go to patreon.com/CanYouDon'tPodcast on top of the bonus content.
That is easy.
And thank you. Wow. Tell me more.
Tell me more. You can do it. Yeah, baby.
Tell me more. On top of the exclusive merch and the bonus content and the ad-free stuff, you also get to. Are you fucking ready for this? I'm trying to find the right thing. Ready?
I'm just rocking out over here, dude. Fucking meta.
I thought it was gonna be a way cooler sound bed. No, but every single week we answer questions that are sent in by the gaggle. So head over to patreon.com/CanYouDon'tPodcast. Send in stuff you want to hear on the regular show to heyguys@CanYouDon'tPodcast.com. We got some new merch. We talked about it last week, and we were recording like weeks and weeks in advance. We didn't really know what we had, but we have Christmas merch, which the deadline is approaching to order that and then make sure, like 100%, that you get it in time for your Christmas party. Was that your knee?
That was my knee, yeah.
Jeez. I thought you were big.
That's not a bomb.
just over there, my knee. Cracking pencils.
Yeah. Snapping pencils and necks.
Yeah, they won't sharpen right.
I came here to snap necks and pencils, and I'm all out of pencils.
And play darts. That's a long t-shirt.
It is a really long t-shirt.
Came here to snap pencils and sharpen pencils and snap necks and play darts.
And get a free t-shirt.
And I'm all out of pencils. They're like, I don't, and you just bullseye every time. Mm-hmm. No, but we also have not a bomb. Also not a bomb. You can find those t-shirts, and then we have our first ever baby merch. We thought it was funny to put ticking bomb on top of that. So if you have the not a bomb, and then your partner has the also not a bomb, and then the baby has ticking bomb, that's funny.
Mm-hmm.
So we did it.
The actual bomb.
And anybody who's ever had tiny kids, that's exactly what they are. is a fucking ticking
bomb.
That'll
be fun at an airport.
Yeah, just see if you get on.
Wearing that at an airport.
Yeah, just see if you get on the board. You can either bring a switchblade or wear those shirts, and then both of them will make you get checked by security. So, up to you. Give it a shot.
I mean, worst case scenario, you still get your TSA. I mean, how many times have you been kicked out of the airport?
I learned a good lesson about government. If you bring a switch or accidentally bring a switchblade through security one time, you get banned from TSA pre for 1 year. But if you do it two times, you get your TSA pre check back.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah. You just have to pay, like, whatever, $250.
I want to bring, like, a sword. Maybe I can just get it quicker.
And the first time you do, 1 year, no TSA pre. Just immediately come back and be like, oh, my God, another sword. And I don't know. But you might get it right back. They might be like, you know, this guy's such a goofball. Let's let him get out of here.
Little silly goose bringing his switchblade.
No one that can afford this many swords is putting bombs in their shoes.
That's true.
Yeah. And that's just the rule I live by.
I want to see that in the news. Like, airplane passenger threatens crew with sword.
With samurai
sword.
Yeah. Which he said, quote, I promise I won't get this out. I promise to holster my sword. Quote, end quote.
That'd be so uncomfortable to sit with in an airplane.
Guy, he's just adjusting and his sword's like.
He's got the middle seat and it's just poking up in between him and the fat guy.
It's getting caught on the armrest and he's like yanking it around all the time.
I heard one of the funniest things I've heard from a guy on an airplane when I was traveling back from Vegas after the game.
It's a lot of qualifications.
So
bar must be real low.
Well, so
the funniest thing I've ever heard from a guy wearing black shoes with blonde hair on an airplane to LA.
You don't hear a lot of funny things on an airplane.
Okay.
So the bar is not that high to begin with.
Okay, gotcha.
But I thought this was funny. So I had, we flew Southwest. So it's you first come, first serve. And I was like, I forgot to do my check-in early. So I was like C-45, something like that. So one of the last to get on.
Sounds miserable.
But I'm walking through, like right about the wing, there was this big fat dude sitting on the aisle seat. And the other seats weren't open, or they were open. And I was like, you mind if I grab that window seat? He's like, oh, yeah, yeah. Gets up, lets me sit down. Everyone's filling up. Every other seat filled up except for our middle seat.
Mm-hmm.
And I look over him. I was like, oh, looks like we got lucky, huh? Spread out. And he's like, yeah, when I fly, I like to look extra fat or whatever. It's like how he quoted. He's like, I like to portray myself as extra fat.
What?
So no one will sit next to him on the airplane. But I've never heard like just that blatant honesty from someone. He's like, when I get on here, I spill it over. I just try to be extra fat so no one sits next to me.
He's like, you kidding me? You think there's no perks to fucking diabetes?
Mm-hmm.
You think that I wouldn't play up diabetes?
If I got that diabetes,
if I got a chance,
everybody's going to know about it.
To take advantage of diabetes?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take it. You're like, hell yeah, dude. Fist bump.
I thought for sure I was going to have to sit in the middle seat next to two fat guys.
Mm.
But instead, I got sit at a window next to an open seat next to a fat guy. So,
which is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty
and
sweet.
And that guy also was like, I'm looking as fat as possible.
Yeah.
Like, you do you, buddy.
Well, he was watching a movie that had like crazy nudity in it and stuff. He just did not give a shit.
Who is this guy?
I don't know. But I'm looking over and it's just, I don't even know what he was watching. But it's just like blatant nudity. I'm like, this is awesome for me, but probably not.
Probably not. But
the parents in 37C.
Also awesome for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, come on. He's just browsing through Pornhub, and it's mounted to the seat in front of him. And he's
it was.
Yeah.
It
was.
He had the little sleeve that sat in there. So he's just sitting there with his arms crossed like this.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just watching.
Taking it all in. Every once in a while, he'd just be like,
I'd see this little jiggle like that.
Yeah.
And then just titties in the.
He fucking made you very comfortable, right?
Good for him. Yeah. Oh,
yeah, yeah.
That was the most comfortable I've flown in a long time. Thanks to him.
Love that for you.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Be sure to check out scatcast.com. Is there anything new on Scatcast, Zachy Poo?
Cards, cards, cards.
Bunch of cards.
Scat cards like crazy.
Okay. If you haven't checked out the Scatcast universe, go check that out. Head over to scatcast.com. All the podcasts that producer Zach, Mr. Sexy Uncle Zach puts out.
You.
Available right there at scatcast.com. Patreon.com.
We got a bunch of Christmas specials in the Patreon coming up next week, too. So.
Okay, perfect.
Yay.
You have some notes written in here on the open.
Well, yeah, I just had a funny experience heading to the studio today, getting some coffee.
Okay.
I pull up to Thomas Hammer. I don't know if it matters where I was, but doesn't matter. I pull up, and there's this car that's in front, and there's probably three, four cars in front of him and or her. I don't know if it's a dude or a chick. And they keep moving up. What?
Nothing. I just love the bouncing back and forth between, like, coffee shop. I don't know what coffee shop. Yeah, I don't know if it matters. Anyway, so I was behind a car. I'm not sure what car it is. I'm not sure if it matters. There's this guy driving. I'm not sure if it's a guy. Could have been a guy or a girl.
And you she can had see blonde hair. Well thought
I don't
out.
Know if it was blonde hair. Could have been blonde or brunette. I'm not sure if it matters.
I don't even know if there was anybody driving. I never saw anybody.
I was in Spokane, Washington. You know what? Doesn't matter where
doesn't
I was.
Doesn't matter where I was.
Spokane.
I'm terrible at telling stories.
No, you're not.
Yeah, you're great it's just at proved them. It.
No, but that was just a funny way of a lot of bouncing.
I tell a story like I read. You know what I mean? Kind of
which
all
is,
over the
which
place.
Which is the worst news for anybody.
Yeah.
I tell a story how I read. I can't.
All right.
Come on.
I'm Regis over here. I'm telling a story. All right. So I'm behind this car.
Okay.
And all the cars, you know, assuming leaves the window, everyone moves up.
Mm-hmm.
Every time, like I said, there's probably three or four cars. Every time that they pulled forward, he wouldn't. He would just sit there. He would just sit there. I'm like, what the fuck is this guy doing? Mm-hmm. Normally, I wouldn't care, but it's a small parking lot, and there's people trying to get through. And like, dude, pull up.
Mm-hmm.
And after a long while, pulls up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Another car goes through. Takes a while. Same process three or four times. And the last time he orders, people pull up and he pulls a little bit forward, but there's still like a car gap in between him and the car at the window.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm next to pull up to the window to order, but he's in that limbo spot. If he pulls all the way forward, I can get there, but mm-hmm. he's not doing that. Mm-hmm. He's just sitting there.
Yeah, that's frustrating.
And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to give this guy a little bonk, little horn. Just to let him know, like, dude, come on. There are other people in this fucking world.
Mm-hmm.
And right as I'm about to do it, my hand is going towards the horn. I look up, and I see on the back window, it's like one of those American flags with, like, the guns all mm-hmm. over the place and, like, mm-hmm. grenades and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, whoa, okay. And I look down at his license plate, and it says, my other auto is a 9mm. And, like,
nope.
my fist stopped, and I was like, whoa, maybe not a good idea.
Maybe this guy.
Because I don't know, maybe this guy's a loose cannon.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, just because you like guns doesn't mean you're a loose cannon, but it was like something felt a little bit different.
Yeah. You got if you went through the conscious effort to put that on the back of your car.
Yeah.
Something's going
not
on.
Not just one, not like a sticker. It's like the back window was filled up. The license plate was filled up. The stickers and everything. And it was just like, my other auto is a 9mm. I'm like, this guy means, he wants everyone to know that.
That I'll kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's
not gonna
let everything slide.
I'm like, it stopped like a half an inch to the horn. And I was like, whoa.
It barely hits. It does one of those.
Yeah.
Meep, meep. And he's like,
farts,
all right,
actually.
Motherfucker!
It farts.
Just gets out and goes,
yeah.
Just, you're like, oh, shit, and try to, slow motion, try to stop your fist.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
goes,
what it felt like.
Goes, meep, meep. And he's like, God, door kicks open, just.
That's what I was afraid of.
Yeah, okay.
Because maybe I caught this guy, maybe he's like, this
bad
is the day he was going to, like, quit work or whatever,
yeah.
And I'm like, and this just set him over the edge, like, or her, or whatever was driving.
Be like, I'll just take the extra 30 seconds and get my coffee and make it to work.
It's that whole falling down situation from that movie back in the day.
Which was that?
Falling Down with Kirk Douglas, I think.
Oh, man, I haven't seen it.
Oh, my goodness, it's so good.
Oh, don't spoil it.
It's good. I spoiled it. It's good.
Is it about falling down?
There's some falling in it, yeah. Not so much, though.
A little bit of falling.
The whole movie's about falling down. Just the slowest slow motion of a guy tripping.
Maybe the whole movie's about getting back up.
You know what? That's the positivity I love from you as a person.
It's really not, though.
Oh. So,
would be cool.
Very dark.
It would be cool if it was about, like, the recovery of him being better than he's ever been or whatever.
That's better the way it is, I think.
All right, let's get the show rolling. Are you
ready?
I want
to see a movie where the good guy just fucking dies.
Immediately?
No, not immediately, but like you expect them to live and then they fucking die.
Yeah, have you ever played Red Dead Redemption 2?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
That's why it's so sad.
Yeah.
If you haven't played that game by now and you're like, oh, thanks for the spoiler.
Yeah, I know.
It sucks.
He also, his horse dies too.
Yeah, and you had to play him the whole time. Yeah.
Fuck you guys.
Welcome to hell.
I just started playing it, just so you know.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
No,
yeah,
I've heard about it. You started playing that
a couple months
years ago.
There's a grace period.
Years ago.
It's like if someone's playing something or watching something and you're like, oh, don't say anything, and it's been 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, dude, no.
Come on.
Sorry. You had your chance.
Get a grip.
I'll do better next time.
Zach, it's still fun.
It's been 5 years since that game came out.
Longer than that.
I've been
2018.
Busy.
That's it?
Pretty sure. Like the end of 2017, beginning of 20, somewhere
yeah,
in there.
Maybe.
Because we just had the little baby. I had to go through it quick because I had a baby.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
Anyway, you should probably get the show started.
All right, Zach, do the thing, baby. Let's go.
Hey, shut up. Start the show already.
You ready to get a little wild?
Yeah.
Little fucking exactly what you expect on the show.
Wild and crazy cute.
So sent in by our son, Corey. And I changed just a little bit just to make it a little more even because there's certain parts of this. I was like, there's no way.
A little one-sided.
Yeah. Would you rather fuck Hulk Hogan if he had a nice pussy?
His pussy's just running wild.
Dude, so nice, dude. Or be
Does it have a Fu Manchu?
You'll see. Or be fucked by Megan Fox, but she has a hairy 8-inch meat whip.
Has to be hairy.
Let's assume it's a missionary position for both. And yes, Hulk's pussy has a spray tan.
You had me at Hulk Hogan. I'm there. I'm
dude. Good.
So Hogan would be on his back and you'd be plowing.
And you'd be on your back while Megan Fox is plowing you with an 8-inch.
So same position. You just switch spots.
Mm-hmm. Originally, Corey had Megan Fox having a 12-inch. I was like, okay, let's dial it back.
So a Joe-sized penis.
I am Megan Fox.
Nice.
Megan, get 8-inch, like any butt. If you try enough, you can take an 8-inch, whatever. Okay.
Well, because apparently it just bounces back, right?
Yeah, you learned. You learned. People are begging us to make T-shirts. To be like, you don't know how buttholes work. Because yeah, it does bounce back. You've taken shits thicker than a dick.
Yeah, but the poop just slides out. It's not getting penetrated and stretched out over and over and over again. That was where.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
That was the problem. If the poop was just like always coming out.
If it was pulsating back and forth.
It would just stay there. Like a vagina just stays out after childbirth kind of thing. Like it never comes back.
Well, yeah, because like you have to do Kegels and stuff to get your vag back, right?
And if you don't do them, it just stays gaping the size of a baby's head.
Yeah. I mean, not that big, but it's not where it was, right?
Sure.
Oh,
on the asshole.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so let's go back to fucking Hulk Hogan. Just think about the whispers, dude.
Hogan can't whisper.
No.
Let me tell you something, brother. You're really giving that puss a good fucking. Yes. This 24-inch pythons are tingling.
Here's the situation. You're fucking Hulk Hogan. It's a good night. You guys went to dinner, and you're about to get his nice spray tanned pussy, and you're looking forward to
give him a leg drop.
And you are, you're fucking him, and you're pulling Hulk in close. And in his ear, you're like, I feel good. And all you hear back is like, hell yeah, brother. It feels so good, brother. Fuck me as hard as you can, brother. I'm about to come, brother.
right there, brother. You're running wild on that.
I'm about to come. Just gives you one of these. Just fucking.
Yeah, the pose. Yeah.
Just gives you the pose. Oh!
See, I was visualizing it. It doesn't work, but I was trying to visualize him, the one doing the fucking. And so he's still holding the pose, but it wouldn't be that way.
Unless you do the Amazon position.
You could do it with him. Or like you do the pose, like his.
I want to come with you. I want to come with you. Okay, we'll do the post at the same time. Mm-hmm. Okay, brother.
Okay, brother.
Tell me when, brother.
Tell me when, brother.
Fuck. God damn. And just the soft light of like the essential oils diffuser is lighting up his Fu Manchu.
I want to visualize there being his pubes are they're blonde. They're very disturbed blonde.
I mean, Corey made sure to say that it had a spray tan.
Yeah.
Which, what if it was only the pussy of Hulk Hogan that was spray tanned?
Just that area?
Just, what is this? He's got a spray tan pussy with the fucking, with the Fu Manchu and some oogly eyes above it.
Does he wear a bandana around his waist too? Yeah. Because that's the whole package. You got to have the bandana.
I think he's going to have some cool tricks, like some like ventriloquist stuff. You're eating. Okay, hold on. First of all, thought this was a sentence I'd ever say.
You're eating a Hulk Hogan? So you're eating Hulk Hogan's vagina.
That's what I was going to say. So you're eating out Hulk Hogan. And then he does some ventriloquist shit. And his pussy's like, feels good, brother. Mm. And you're like, yeah. And you step back and his pussy has a Fu Manchu, oogly eyes, and a bandana as a belt. Like, where am I? Is this love?
See, I want to like, my wrestling.
Is this unconditional love?
Is this love? My love for wrestling and like old school wrestling wants to just take this down a route where like, because Jimmy Hart was his manager.
Let's go, baby, yo.
You can picture him. He's like in the interview, like that he's there with him. So like he's laying on his back and Jimmy Hart's in the background. Yeah, give it to him, baby. And then Mean Gene rolls up and he's like, what do you think, Hulk? He's like, well, yeah, let me tell you something, brother, while he's getting fucked. I never been fucked. My vagina never been fucked. This brother. Rah, rah. And you're like,
this guy stretched my vagina out, brother. I'm about to come so hard, brother. And you're just sitting there like, you're like, please, can you guys stop doing an interview right now? Having like a really hard time staying hard.
All three of them right there. Mean Gene standing there with a mic.
It's already hard enough to hear the googly eyes above your pussy rattling. But if you guys could stop doing an interview right now, it'd be a lot easier for me to come. I love your Fu Manchu.
Is he wearing the championship belt?
No, he hasn't. No. He took a different path.
That'd be ridiculous.
That'd be crazy. There's no way. And then getting fucked by Megan Fox. A hairy. So I'm guessing this is on the back of us talking about if your dick was covered in hair.
Mm.
And does that play a factor? And whether or not you're going to get fucked by Megan Fox, if she had like a normal looking 8-inch dick, would you decide it differently if she had like a hairy 8-inch dick?
If I'm not like hands on mouth on with a hairy dick, if it's just going in
your butthole
and I don't see it,
yeah,
I don't know. Will it feel any different? Does it scratch or anything?
I don't know. Never fucked a 8-inch hairy dick. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Honestly, the Megan Fox thing doesn't do it for me just because she doesn't. I'm trying to picture someone else.
Okay, Margot Robbie.
Yeah, or like Olivia Munn.
We heard about it. Yeah. The hottest female celebrity or whatever. Model, anything with an 8-inch hairy dick.
Can it be Halle Berry?
Sure. Whatever you want, buddy. This is your
Harry,
show.
Harry Bailey? Or wait.
Harry Bailey?
Harry Bailey?
Yeah. It's Harry Bailey.
It's Harry Halle Berry.
And she's got a hairy 8-inch fucking dick.
I don't know.
Does that change about you fucking Hulk Hogan?
I guess if you... I don't know. If like,
I mean, butt stuff, I'm not always about it. Like, it's fine. But like... If it's about a one-off, if I have to fuck Hulk Hogan with a nice spray tanned pussy, or just get fucked one time by Megan Fox or your whatever hottest celebrity, I think I'm gonna take this hot celebrity fucking me one time. If it's a one off, I just don't think I can recover from fucking Spray-tanned Hulk Hogan pussy.
Because every time you're like back to your normal routine, you close your eyes, you just see Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, it feels great, brother. Come on down to Hogan's Hangout.
You're doing great,
Monday
brother.
Nights, brother.
You're doing great, brother. Like, oh my God. Encouragement?
Mm. Oh, he's just over there.
You
just flexing.
Oh, you fucked me harder than everybody else, brother. None of my past partners fucking like you, brother.
I think you just got to go into character like you're the Macho Man or something.
Mm-hmm. You're like, ooh, yeah. Like, yeah.
He's like, fuck yeah, brother.
He's like, I'm, and you're like, ooh, the
cream's rising to the top.
Yeah. The top of what, brother?
Oh, my dick.
Yeah. Yeah. You could outdo Hulk Hogan.
Mm-hmm. And Elizabeth is like over there watching.
Mm-hmm.
Just play the holes.
I mean,
I don't know. I've never jammed anything in my butt. But I understand.
That's your problem. You know,
no, but here's what.
That's your problem.
I know. Let me finish what I'm going to say. You son of a bitch.
Okay.
I'm not opposed to the idea. Like it does. Nice. Like I mean, I've heard it's fine. Sounds good. Like that's where the
fine.
Isn't it? It's like where that. It's where the dude.
It's
vagina
fine.
Is.
Yeah, the
like
G spot.
The G spot. So that's where the dude's vagina is. So
sounds
I mean, if Margot Robbie's whispering sweet wonders and you're able to take it,
yeah,
I mean, yeah, that sounds pretty sweet.
Oh yeah, you could take it. You your butt's so deep, dude. All your butts are. So
she's
deep.
Gonna be. She's gonna be nice with you.
No.
You
know? She just fucks with you. It's her voice, but she's like, hey, you like that, brother?
She's doing a Hulk Hogan thing.
You're like, I just got out of this. I came for this to avoid this.
She's in character to be, she's got a Hulk Hogan movie she's doing later on.
She pulls a little string from the ceiling to light up a lamp, and she's wearing a Hulk Hogan mask. You like that, brother?
I don't know.
Sign up for this.
Coming from her voice, though. I don't know.
Through Hulk Hogan.
But she is Australian, though, so it's, yeah, you like that? Hey, you having a go at this 8-inch dick?
An Australian Hulk Hogan sounds
terrible.
Yeah,
you like that, brother? You having a go, ain't you, brother?
Welcome to the. You like the Down Under, brother?
Yeah, I like this Down Under dick.
I think I'm just going to get fucked. I just can't. I don't think I can mentally recover from fucking Hulk Hogan's pussy, no matter how nice it is.
I think I will get plowed by, if I can pick it, it's nice. Like Olivia Munn.
Okay.
Just tits out,
Zach.
Getting butt fucked.
I am a real American.
Ooh.
Fireworks.
Never meet
like
your
Hulk
heroes,
Hogan.
But this is kind of a weird
answer
meeting.
The question!
Hulk Hogan.
Hulk
you
Hogan now?
Hulk Hogan's
Wait,
pussy?
Hulk Hogan now or Hulk Hogan like body slamming Andre the Giant? Or like Thunder Lips from Rocky.
Ooh.
That's a threesome.
Pre the slam from Andre the Giant? Because that's when he hurt himself, was during that bullshit.
It's Hulk Hogan's pussy! Would you fuck him or get fucked by a super hot chick?
I am a real... Hulk Hogan. Going Hulk
really?
Hogan. Yeah, I think so.
You're that scared of butt stuff?
I think so.
Man.
I think I just like Hulk Hogan that much.
Just, I didn't think of that.
I think having sex would be a nostalgia dopamine.
That was an option. You're fucking Hulk Hogan's nice spray tan pussy. You're like, I'm such a big fan.
Used to have your poster on my wall.
Will you sign?
It's like, what was going through your mind when
will you sign my underwear?
You're slamming
you
Andre the Giant.
Hulk Hogan. I know this is weird. When we're done, will you sign my underwear?
What were you thinking when you were going to turn heel and go NWO? Were you like, all my little Hulkamaniacs are just going to hate me?
I'll tell you right after I come, brother. God! Okay, we have to move on.
Okay.
Okay, let's go to what are you thinking about? Zach!
Hey.
Hey, what's up, babe?
What are you thinking about?
You know, nothing. Actually, you know what? I'm thinking about a lot of shit.
What are you thinking about?
All right, so like I said, I was in Vegas for the Pac-12 championship. Go Dogs.
Go Dogs.
And we went to, I don't know if anybody that knows who Zach Bagans is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's
I love him.
The host of Ghost Adventures, big paranormal guy. And as a person who is interested in, like, finds the paranormal interesting, but is also very skeptical. It's a weird thing for me because I like the shows, but it's fun.
Oh, and then Zach, tell me it changed your outlook. Well, on
then,
some stuff.
Then Zach Bagans comes along with his show, and it's just like over the top, and it's like fuck. I like it's like comical to watch, whatever. But then we were down there, and we're like, oh, that's right, he has a museum. So for me, it was like it's almost like oh fuck, we got to go to that because it's gonna be so ridiculous, you know. And so we got tickets, and we got not we weren't VIPs, we are RIPs.
Is that rest in peace?
Like, yeah, like it's a very it's a
is
VIP
it above VIP?
No, there is no VIP. It's just RIP.
Okay, gotcha.
RIPers.
RIPers. Okay.
So that allows you access to
I wouldn't expect any better marketing.
I know, right?
God, Zach gets it.
He does.
Yeah, he does.
He, so it's, you know, it allows you access to the mansion that you, that not everyone gets. So you go through, you're going through this place and like, they'll be like, all right, now the RIPers come on up and we get to go do something special. And everyone else has to stand there like a bunch of fucking peasants and wait for us. Mm-hmm. And, so I will tell you right up front, I didn't have like an experience.
Yeah.
Which I'm not surprised being a skeptic. But it was entertaining. And there's a lot of people that have had crazy experiences. I had to sign a death, like a whatever you call it, like a fucking sheet that says, like, we're not responsible if you die in here.
Well, okay, marketing. Again,
yeah,
got it. Okay,
yeah, but they said like people have had heart attacks and lightheaded and there's video, all that kind
of
stuff.
And they have,
yeah.
But who hasn't? People have had heart attacks at fucking Arby's,
mm-hmm.
and Arby's doesn't make you sign a death certificate on the way in.
The guy walks over and he's like, "Can I get your tray?" And you're like, "Oh, no!" And you fucking die.
I thought this was mine. Just smash your head against a Pepsi machine. Yeah, I get it. I know what you're saying.
I don't know what to believe.
The hype is real.
Yeah, and I never know what to believe because it's like I love the idea of paranormal. I love the idea of like things we don't know. And I used to watch those shows, and I'd be like, when they debunk something. So I used to watch like Ghost Hunters, and they would debunk something. I'm like, ah, bummer. But Zach's is like, there's no debunking. It's just everything is real. He's scratched. He's bruised.
No, they come on. Have you watched Ghost Adventures?
Yes.
They started the debunk.
Huh?
They were the ones that started that. Yes, they were. They started the debunk thing. They've been around for like 20 years.
Yeah.
So they would do it, and then they would find out it wasn't real and look into it and then debunk it. That was them. They started
it. That was Ghost Hunters.
No, Ghost Hunters.
Yeah.
All right. Look, I'm willing to learn, but I'm going to find out if Ghost Hunters or Ghost Adventures was first.
I'm not going to stand on this platform because I could be wrong, but Ghost Hunters, TAPS, you know, they were the ones, they were hired by people to go in and investigate, and they'd come with the evidence that's like, this is what we found. We found out that there wasn't really anything going. Here's a couple things we can't explain. And I like that. But then Zach's show was like over the top, like he's yelling at demons and he's like, pick on some of your own size and getting scratched and like hit and stuff. And it was like, oh, okay, come on.
Mm-hmm.
But once again, like whatever, people's experiences. But where was I going with this? What did you find out?
Oh, man. Whew. Hold on. I'm learning. I'm learning things.
So this mansion was apparently like, it's been a haunted mansion for a long time, the previous owners. Then like Jenna Jameson's parents lived there, so she reached out to him. He ended up buying this mansion. She's like, don't do it. He bought it, and then he put all this haunted stuff in this house. And so what I was going to say was like, as far as the paranormal goes, all that, who knows? I'm a skeptic. I need to be shown. So I didn't see anything, so I can't, you know, whatever. But there's some cool shit that he has in this place. He has, like, serial killer things that belong to the people. He's got, like, Charles Manson's robe that he was killed in. Gacy's paintings, Gacy's letters, like, pictures and stuff with his family. Like, authenticated real shit. The van that Kevorkian was, like, killing people in.
Right, okay.
So, supposedly, all these artifacts are like they're haunted and they have like energies with like negative energies. And like there's a doll in there that supposedly if you stare into its eyes, it gave some guy a heart attack or something. So you walk through this thing and you have to like say hello, hi Abby or whatever, and then bye Abby because you don't disturb her space.
Mm-hmm.
So for someone who's like, it's kind of like,
yeah,
like, but at the same time, it was still terrible. Like it feels scary. Goofy. Yeah, it feels a little goofy. Yeah. But if you're into that, I would recommend going because it is like the shit that you see in there. Like there was a serial killer dude that was like kidnapping people and then like doing horrible things to him.
Which one?
I don't remember his name now.
Toy Box Killer.
Toy Box Killer?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
The way that you just described that sounds like a Toy Box Killer.
So, like, they have the bed that the guy had in his house. Did he, like, strap him down with a...
And then play the thing they're going to do to him?
Well, he would... No, he would, like...
Because that's Toy Box Killer. He'd make them wear headphones, and then they would listen to a recording of what he was going to do to them. And then when they were done with the recording, he came back out and then did the things to them.
That's fucked up.
It's so fucked up!
So, this guy... He has, like, so the bed that this guy used to do all this stuff was in there. The stick that was, like, in, because he took pictures of him.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, Zach's got all the pictures of the shit on the walls that he was doing to people. And then there's a recording of him, like, admitting all this stuff to investigators or whatever. And then his log, all the stuff he did. Mm-hmm. He was, like, 9:30, butt fuck. It's, like, 9:50, went to eat lunch, 10 o'clock, took a shit. 10:20, went back for some more butt fucking. Like, just casually taking notes. And so the fucking that dude that was, like, kidnapping people on the side of the road and killing people, his kill kit was in there.
Truck stop killer? Zach, you researched a bunch of these.
Might be the smiley killer or the happy face killer or whatever.
Yeah.
But anyway, so... What I was going to say was, like, anybody that's, like, into the paranormal and experiences, a place like that is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
But even if you're not into that, the stuff that he actually has that he bought at auctions and shit that's, like, real life shit, it's fucked up. But...
So regardless, like, it's interesting to just see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's still crazy, though, because you're walking through it and, like, the stories they're telling, like, this chair... It's like the Conjuring chair or something like that. Mm. It's like that the movie The Conjuring was based on. It's in there. You can go right up to it. And then the van from Kevorkian, the transaxle from fucking Jimmy Dean or James Dean's car that was like supposedly Dean. Not the sausage guy.
The Oscar Mayer Wiener mobile.
Yeah.
Just haunted his shit.
But you go through, I mean, it's fucking dark. In one of the rooms, they played the video of this actual exorcism that they did on this girl. And then it was like the table that they used.
Mm-hmm.
It's the actual table. And then when they're done playing that video, the RIPers get to crawl through this crawl space to go to, and it's pitch black.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're claustrophobic, it's like, I went through it.
Mm-hmm.
I started going back. I'm like, I can't do it. I'm like... Now I'm the only one here, so I was like, "Fuck!" So I
went, you better go.
Went through it, yeah.
No, I want to go. Ghost Adventures is just—it's one of those shows that, yeah, I think. Like, I mean, obviously, you have to. There's a lot of played-up stuff because it has to be so entertaining that you can do episode after episode after episode that engages people, and there's just not that much. No matter who you are, there's not that much paranormal stuff going on to make an actual, like, ratings-topping show. There's no fucking way. There's just not that much. I mean, I've experienced shit. Zach has experienced shit. And, like, I've always been on the doubter side. And then I had my story. And I had all this shit that happened to me. And I can't explain it. There might be something that can. But from my experience, cannot be explained. And that's why I love, like, the paranormal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets to a point when you look around and you think about everybody, all the people that have had these paranormal experiences. Are they all just fucking crazy? No.
It's not that, it's not that I think people are crazy. It's that...
Wait. I think it's... But are they not in, like, the reality that we exist in? Are they not centered enough in our reality to not be able to debunk it on their own, is what I'm getting at. Where it freaks them the fuck out, and they have a story to tell.
right? They see some shit. They do some shit. If, like, every time this happened, it was like, oh. And then, have you been drinking?
Yes.
Have you been doing this?
Yes.
But it's like, how many times, like, have you been doing anything besides just going home from work? And you showed up and you have no drugs, no drinking?
Yeah.
Like, so, the mind is wild. I get that. But, man, like, looking at just our couple centuries and then go back centuries and centuries and centuries, there's all of these themes of all of this happening.
And
it would be crazy. It would be equally as crazy to me to be like, that could happen, to be like, that couldn't happen. Like, looking at both avenues.
Well,
there's been 100 billion people or so on the earth. That means there'd be like 100 billion ghosts, wouldn't there?
No.
Or something like
that. No, because we don't know the rules.
But there would be a percentage of those 100 billion people, so the whole planet would be haunted. Like, and what about dogs and cats and bears and chickens and shit? Do they have ghosts? It's like the whole planet is haunted.
Well, some people do say, yeah.
So then the whole planet, every single room, every single square inch, has got like bug ghosts and, you know?
Well, no. That goes back to like what we were created for this or that, right? Like, these were here because we're here and we are the one. Like, that's where, like, there's just, we don't know the rules.
Fair.
We have no fucking idea.
But out of 100 billion people.
But we have
people,
a pretty good idea. That's the thing.
Yeah, well, the pretty good ideas. I've seen some shit. And so is Zach.
But that doesn't, so
I don't know what the rule is.
Well, no, so here's my issue.
Not making it up.
This is when I start getting like, come on, man. Like, when you go to something, like I said, I love the idea of like, we don't fucking know something. And when it gets debunked, I'm kind of sad. Because I'm like, I wanted it to be something. But when they start doing like demonic possessions and things like that, where they're very specific with Christian treatments, like the cross, that kind of stuff. Now,
but,
you,
but
like, you
every
have to
religion has a demonic whatever.
I know, but
whether
you have
it's to scare you to support the church or to not steer wrong, that's a different debate. But every single religion has a good or a bad. So they have a demonic, right?
But you have to accept that that's real, and then to trust, to accept that they're using. Like, you have to agree that the devil, except the devil exists, and
no,
I just can't do that.
And I've joked around about that too. I'm not sure about it on the show, but like, it's like you have a chance to talk. Actually, this was not too long ago. It's like, and you chose to do this. You chose to turn the light on.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you did. Like, you are coming from the afterlife. You're like, no, I'm gonna do. I'm gonna walk over here and flip the light on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, woo! Like, what do you get from that? Like, deliver a message. Like, I understand all of the skepticism, but until, like, you experience it, you have no idea, and I didn't have any idea until I had my fucking experience.
What do you think it is?
I don't know, but to have the experience that I had, like, involving Zach's wife, again, I'm not fucking her, Zach, calm down, the orgasm I had with Zach's wife, no, like, without saying anything, and for her to pick out everything from my story. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, I'm sorry. I talked about it on a bonus episode a while back. But, like, I said nothing. And she drew pictures. She drew a picture of the person. And then knew what she was saying and had all the names. And then walked through my house and laid out all of these experiences that she didn't even knew exist, like, had no idea they even existed. What the fuck is that?
Mm-hmm.
You can't guess that shit. You cannot guess it. You can't just walk around and do that. So, like, what do you do with that information? I don't know. I don't know what it is. I don't think that there's a heaven. I don't think there's a hell. I think that humans have no fucking idea what's going on. And we're just floating through this thing, but
maybe it's a glitch in the simulation.
Yeah, that could be it.
A couple ones and zeros are wrong. It's just a.
There's a couple of twos.
But it's a matter of, like, just don't close that out. Because there's so many people that you can't be like, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I haven't closed it. I've said I want something to happen. Like, I get bummed when things get, when the window slams and they're like, oh, we figured out it was just like there was a train that was going by, vibration. made all the windows go boom, 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 boom. It was like people thought it was demons shutting the windows, going bang, 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 bang. But really what it was is just vibration shutting the window. I hear something like that. I'm like, ah, fuck. I wanted it to be I wanted it to be a ghost. I want it.
Right.
But I got to see it. Got to.
That's what I was doing, too.
And
I hope you get that experience because it's fucking it's wild.
Well, I don't know if I want that experience because it'd be terrifying.
No, it's not that scary. They're not. They can't do anything.
But here's the thing: like, I'm not closed-minded because when we're at this thing, they were like, "Don't stare into the doll's eyes. It can do blood." So when I walked by it, I kind of gave a glance and walked off because in the off chance that
it would do what something,
So like, there's still a little bit of that, a little bit of like, yeah, I'll play along a little bit.
Yeah, a lot of it's marketing, but a lot of it, like, there's no way that many people have no idea what they're talking about.
Yeah, there is a lot. Way that a lot of people.
I have no idea what I experienced.
Right, so you can't pinpoint it. So
no, it just because it was a joke.
Huh?
You have 1 degree of separation. 1 degree of separation, like you have to be like, nah, you're making that up. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Yeah,
you have to look at me and be like, nah, you're fucking bullshit. We have zero. Like, that is it. That's I'm well. The one.
I wasn't there with you, so I'm not. I'm not just going to take your word for it. Like I mean, I have to take your word for it. Like I'm not going to call you a liar, but I don't know what you saw.
Yeah,
and if it could have been explained, because I wasn't there with you. So,
Yeah.
Do you have a radon testing device in your house?
I do have a radon testing device.
Okay, if it wasn't going off, you should be good.
No,
it's probably a ghost.
That was after it all happened.
Okay.
No, but I would like, I don't expect anything to happen when I go to a tourist attraction. Like, that's not where it's going to happen. I don't know if I believe in haunted things. I don't know what I believe in. But I know the experience that I had. That's really about it.
And that's the whole thing. Like, there's a concentration of just high, supposedly haunted things at this thing. So, you go into it, like, already, like, holy fuck.
Right.
Like, the Divic box, it's the most supposedly the most haunted thing in the entire world. Post Malone went in it, in the room that we were in there, and they like took the cover off, and then he got in a car accident. He had all this bad stuff to him, so that like the marketing thing is that Post Malone was cursed.
And car accidents happen all the time, and he's always traveling. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm a skeptic too. Just
but at the same time, we were in the room, and it's like it's a little spooky. I want to know if anybody else has gone to this and if they've had anything that they
do. You want to just hear about like, just paranormal experiences like overall?
Yeah. Yeah, those are fun too.
Yeah. Send them in.
I would love to have just like a paranormal episode where everyone just sends in stories and we read them and
and see what's going on.
See what's going on.
Yeah. No, there's, whatever. Look, that's why I gave up. I don't tell my story. Because it's like, I don't know, that was my story, and I get it, because I was a skeptic heading in. Let's move off to Dick this week. You ready to go? We're going to do a nice, funny Dick this week. Okay.
Zach!
Is it dumb? Is it interesting? Is it cool? Then it's Dick.
Okay. We have to slide through this one, but there's some funny shit in here.
We're gonna slide it in.
So the parents of a toddler who was kidnapped during a carjacking earlier this year are suing the automaker. So the incident happened in Libertyville, which the names of towns like that have always been so funny to me. Like, I don't care what it is. It could be Burgersville.
Anything with a Ville?
With a name and then a Ville.
Just throw a Ville on it?
Yeah, it's like Libertyville. Okay.
Illinois.
Yeah. This happened back in February.
Ville.
Taylorville. Shepherdville. So Taylor Shepherd, who was pregnant at the time, was returning home. Shepherd explained to Nexstar's WGN that as she went to retrieve her 2-year-old son from the car, an assailant pulled up behind her 2021 Volkswagen Atlas, assaulted her, and knocked her to the ground. According to the lawsuit, the assailant then stole the Volkswagen Atlas with the 2-year-old boy inside, then fled, running Shepherd over and causing serious injury to her pelvis and extremities.
Jesus.
Shepherdy was still able... Shepherdville.
Double Shepherdy.
Shepherdville. We're still able to call 911. Attorneys from the family claim Volkswagen refused to assist authorities in tracking the car until payment of their tracking system was paid and activated.
Can we just start a 7-day trial or something? Come on! The kid could be dead by then.
And that is where I stopped reading and almost got tears in my eyes just thinking about corporate America. Or corporate anywhere in the world.
Do you have an account with us, sir?
Yes. So imagine, okay? Let's replace your kid the car getting stolen, your kid's in the back. And you call up 911, okay? Or whatever. And you're like, my house is on fucking fire! I'm going to lose everything! And the guy, that's really hard to hear about. I'm so sorry. I know how you feel. Have you signed up for iFire by chance?
Yeah, it's kind of like, did you get the Apple coverage?
I'm going to lose everything!
Sure hope you signed up.
That's crazy. So
sorry, there's nothing we can do for you.
I know this is crazy, but have you explored the iCloud backup service? Paramedics show up to a scene, like they're given CPR. And they're just like, please, sir, wake up! I need to know if you have renewed your subscription to Save My Life Mobile.
.io.
Our records indicate you haven't paid since October and it's only $8.99 a month. If you use promo code I'm bleeding out at checkout, you'll get 3 months free.
All caps.
Wake up! Wake up! I'm trying to save you money, sir.
What is it? What, sir?
Are you saying the promo code? I'm bleeding out. He's going to save.
That's confirmation. We have audio or verbal confirmation.
Yeah. He gets 3 months free. 3 months free. And just pumping his chest. Clear. Shocking him. Fuck you, Volkswagen. And it's not Volkswagen's fault. Just a worker doing worker things.
Well.
Who cares? It's a Tuesday. And worker is sitting at worker desk in a worker cubicle in a worker corporate office. And they get this call. And it comes in and is like, hi, ma'am, how may I help you?
I just got ran over.
My pelvis is broken, my arm is crushed, and my 2-year-old just got kidnapped in the back of a car that was stolen. And this worker in that moment went, oh, man. Have you subscribed for Vox eTracky?
Can I have the last four of your social, please?
Have you signed up for Voki GPS?
Voki.
No, I haven't. Oh, shit.
Oof. That would have helped.
Oh, man, you just missed the Black Friday special.
I love that. It's like,
if your son would have gotten stolen last Thursday, you'd be saving so much money.
Anytime someone says that, like, did you get this? Like, no. He's like, oof, it only would have cost you $2 extra at checkout.
Right.
That's what you get for.
That's what you
skimping.
Get for not signing up for our email list.
I see here that you didn't accept subscribe to marketing emails.
Oof. She does that one. She goes, oof. Man, will you be able to save your kid? One second. Let me check. We would have been able to find your kid at least 15 minutes earlier if you would have accepted all cookies. Sorry, company policy. Anyway, so when's the last time you saw your kid?
Driving down I-95.
20 minutes ago? I can't move. My pelvis has been run over by my own car. Oh, jeez.
Oh, boy.
And then just,
oof.
Please hold. Boom, 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 din, 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 din. Dun, 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 dun. Beep. Ma'am, you still there? Yes!
Are you still bleeding out?
Are you still bleeding out? Have you entered promo code I'm bleeding out? No, I haven't. Okay, 1 second.
Let me connect you with the, I don't know.
Let me connect you with the blood donor. We have, you know, the need for blood is really high right now. We're going to have a blood donation truck come to your location area while we try to find your kid. 1 second.
Boom, doom, doo, doo, bam, 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 bam. We need that sound effect.
That one?
Yeah.
That ringtone music?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right. Here we go.
Yeah!
Oh. That's how I feel about
it. I thought
that.
Maybe you had it.
Can you imagine if we had that on fucking dial? You could probably look it up on the internet. But no, just like the depths of the promos and the things, and it comes down to your fucking kid. After you've... A two-year-old kid! After you've been ran over by your own car...
Smashing your pelvis? Sheer panic. She probably can't even feel her pelvis. She's just thinking about her two-year-old child.
Oh, yeah.
Like, who knows what's going to happen to that child?
Nothing. Because Volkswagen didn't get your payment. So you're never going to see your kid again. That'd be a funny commercial to see. Volkswagen, like, there's a car. It's, like, driving over stuff. It's doing, like, cool outdoorsy shit. It's like, boom, zero fucking APR. Zero down payment for 24 months. And it's like, if your kid gets kidnapped, be sure you pay folks GPS.
You're right at the end. If your kid gets kidnapped, make sure you have...
Make sure you pay folks GPS.
Use code I'm bleeding out.
Hey, if your kid is dying and she's taken away, then you make sure you enter I'm bleeding out at checkout. Just the corporate oversight of that shit. We've talked about that inhuman part of the corporate world so many times.
Well, it's just because someone's getting a call. It's probably like that person's 28th call of the day. Yeah, I know this one's different, but...
Well, how about the other 28 kids?
Yeah, I mean, why is your kid more important?
Look at you calling me when your kid gets stolen.
Mm-hmm.
What's that say about you? You're like, you're smashed on the driveway? Like, please just do something?
I was going to go back to the story. Was she in the car and got pulled out of the car, or was she out of the car? What's she doing outside the car with a two-year-old in the car?
They followed her home.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. Followed her and then took her out, and then she got ran over. And blah, blah, blah.
She didn't notice anybody following her home? That's kind of on her.
Victim shaming.
You know what I mean? Like, she
victim
should've...
blaming?
If I was watching, I would have been more...
I would have never gone home.
I would have been more vigilant.
Right, especially the road you live on,
mm-hmm.
where no one's ever following you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that's why if you notice something,
busiest hills on the South Hill.
If you notice something, you
busiest
just,
roads.
I mean, drive around the park a couple times, see if they're still there. If they're still there, don't go home.
What are you gonna do the first time? Because you're on like a busy road, just don't pull into your driveway.
I do that sometimes. If I notice someone's been following me for a while, I'll drive right by my house and like go down a different road.
This is the same case that Volkswagen is making in court. Right
I'm
now.
Trying. Yeah, I'm trying to
listen,
see
your
through
Honor.
Their eyes.
Okay. Did the two-year-old disappear and get murdered in the woods?
Sure.
Who hasn't?
Things like that happen.
Was her rearview mirror broken? Could she not see that someone was following her?
Is she not a vigilant parent?
Oh my God. You're the worst.
That's the whole thing, right? Like,
no, it's not. That's not the whole thing.
That's
actually.
What it comes down to, right? Is whether how good of a parent you are.
Oh, jeez Louise. All right, let's take
off. Oh, I'm the asshole?
Yeah, on this one, yeah, I think so.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Let's move on to some petty beef.
Okay,
let's do it.
This sounds like a petty beef.
Silence in the court.
You are now entering the petty beef courtroom, where all sides of some bullshit will be heard and evaluated. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final-ish. This is petty beef.
I know you're just playing devil's advocate over there, but goddamn, that made me laugh.
Oh, pretty much always playing devil's advocate.
Not always.
It's fun.
Yeah,
it is fun.
Sent in by our daughter CJ, and she writes, "Hey, daddies," and of course, ooh, cool Uncle Zach. Cool Uncle Zach.
Yeah. She wants to plow her daddies, but she's just like, "I want to hang out with Uncle Zach."
Oh yeah, but he's cool. He's cool. Yeah. He would never.
I'll take it.
I have a petty beef.
a petty beef?
Just give me a break.
Good God.
I have a petty beef that I need a daddy's perspective on.
Yeah.
I live in interior Alaska, and winters here can be pretty miserable. They are dark, snowy, long, and cold. Welcome to the Pacific Northwest, baby.
I've seen 30 Days a Night. I know how it is.
Yeah. I'm a working mom, and my job is located about 45 minutes away from our house, so I am commuting daily. My husband works about 5 minutes from our house and only has to drive one or two times a week to work because his job has an atypical schedule. I'm just remembering this story right now. And I'm curious to see what you guys say.
Okay.
In addition, we have three small children, including an infant, all in car seats that I have to drop off and pick up every day. My husband never has to drop our kids off. And only occasionally has to pick our oldest child up when I get stuck at work late. Why am I telling you this? Well, here's the beef. We have a standard size 2-car garage, which sounds great, but my husband has a big ass truck that takes up most of the space in the garage. He calls the truck his baby and refuses to park outside, fearing something will happen to it.
I can picture him.
It's just, it just gets worse. When his big-ass truck is at the garage, I can barely get my vehicle in, let alone load three kids and ratchet strap them into their car seats. So rather than my husband parking outside, I have to back my car out and load our three littles into the car in the freezing cold, sub-zero Alaska weather, and repeat this when I come home in the evening. I tried to have a conversation with my husband about this and explain why this was a problem, but his response was that his truck is worth more than my vehicle. I tried to approach it differently and explain it has nothing to do with the vehicles. It has to do with the safety of our children, which I will get back to. Because I will say, given the situation right now, it's not this. Your kids can go outside. It's not about the safety of the children. It's about a gigantic inconvenience. It's not about the safety. Okay? I'll come back to that. Because okay. that's a weird line okay. to put in there. And if that was brought up in the argument, I don't know.
Let's get through it, and then we'll come back to that.
Yet he refused to budge and said, at least the car is warm when you load them in. Well, needless to say, this royally pissed me off, and I refused to talk to him for a few days after this discussion. Not my best move, but it was better for me to just not say anything because nothing nice was going to be coming out of my mouth. That's a good move. As it sits, the big-ass truck still remains in the garage, and I curse his name and get pissed off at him every morning and evening when I come home and have to compete in the car seat Olympics with three tired, crabby, and or hungry kids. I get that guys have a weird bond with their vehicles, but am I being the unreasonable one here? I'd love a male perspective as I just go full mama bear when it comes to our kids. Can't wait to hear your thoughts. Love all y'all do, and thanks for the, all the laughs and sexy honks. Much love, CJ.
I mean, I know her. I feel like I shouldn't say anything on this one.
What do you mean? Do you do something like this?
No. Okay. I don't want him to get divorced.
Oh, I don't think they will. She's been putting up with this. There's no way this is the worst. The worst of what the fuck CJ's doing. I don't mean to laugh, but what the fuck? I can't imagine doing that. I can't even fathom.
I think all three of us are on, yeah, without even saying anything, I think we're all on the same side on this.
Yeah.
Without even saying anything,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Zach?
Yeah.
Obviously, yeah. The truck is worth more than all of their lives.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Same thing.
And she's in the wrong.
And she needs to shut up and just do what she's been born to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's take care of the kids during the harshest of conditions. Because that truck is worth more than all of your lives. But what I was saying was, like, the safety line was a little much, okay?
Maybe she's trying to use that to get through his head, through his skull.
I guarantee that's what it was. So that's
she's probably tried everything else.
That's been brought up, and that's what I was going to come back to, was that I knew that had to have come up in argument, like, it's for the safety of our kids, which it's...
I ain't raising pansies.
It's not for the safety of the kids. Walking inside of a garage or coming outside to the driveway, the kids are going to make it. They're gonna pull it off. Whether it's garage door or the two steps to get outside to the driveway, the kids are going to make it. So that argument, she threw that in there. And what I was saying was I knew that came up with an argument. And she tossed that in there. I think that's the only thing I have to say besides this husband needs to fucking get his shit together. That's the only other side I had out of all of this. Because that fucking 2 days a week he has to drive his big ass truck. 2 days? He's not a monster truck driver. If he's like, honey, I have to go backflip some cars today. And I need whatever cool name you want to give. I need Captain America. I need fucking
Captain more expensive than everyone.
You know I need Redneck Renegade to be show ready.
Redneck Renegade.
You know that has to be. I can't show up with my windows frosted over. Like, outside of that. That's the only reason that you should be not, like, it's fucking goddamn. And you live in Alaska.
Yeah.
What vandalism are you scared of? Elk?
Maybe weather.
A bear?
Maybe weather where?
Yeah, he doesn't want to deal with it.
Yeah.
Anchorage is kind of fucked up, crime-wise.
No.
Yeah.
Not fucking touching trucks. Show me a fuck-up truck stat.
I got none. I got nothing.
There's no way. Because everyone has a big truck. Because you have to have a big truck to get the fuck around.
Does she have a big truck? Because she has to go 45 minutes to work every day. I guess she doesn't have a big truck.
Except normal size garage.
So you don't need a big truck to get around.
Yeah.
He has a 2-minute drive? Is that what it said?
And it's two times a week.
Yeah. So if she can get around every day in 45 there and back. Yeah. I mean... So going back to the safety thing, I'm guessing, I don't know this for sure, but I'm guessing she has tried every argument in the book just to get him to fucking listen. And then she's like, okay, this isn't about me anymore. This is about the safety of our kids to see, will that jar something loose in his thick skull?
And it didn't.
No.
No.
So it sounds like you're stuck, CJ.
I don't.
He's in the wrong.
Yes, he is 100% in the wrong unless he has a commercial grade ready to rumble.
I'm sorry, but
monster
truck. That doesn't. This is going to sound all like sappy, but that doesn't outweigh your family.
It never does.
So there's zero reason
that this should be happening.
No. Park the fuck outside.
Especially if it upsets her that much. Like, is it really, like, your truck means more to you than your wife's?
What, for what reason? Like, your car gets, it gets keyed? Is that more important than your fucking kids being warm and happy when they get in the car?
And your wife, because she's got to travel almost an hour there and an hour back. And I know what it's like picking up kids who are in bad moods and are tired from school and are hungry. Yeah. And so now you're having to deal with all that on top of it when you could just pull in the driveway and get your kids out and go right in the house. Yeah. Is 100%, not even like 99% to 1%.
No, it's 100%. It really is.
Zach, you agree?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would never, that would never be a thing that ever happened. It's like, what is, and like, there's certain things when it comes to like you and your wife, you try to figure that out, right? But when it involves kids, tiny ass kids, getting into a car that is warmed and defrosted, and I go out level and ground.
I ice my wife's car in snow and go turn it on so when she's ready to leave or take the kids, it's warm and ready to go.
Yep.
I'll do that in my underwear.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, CJ, you're not wrong. I'm not sure if your husband listens to the show. Well, hopefully we didn't make fun of him too much, but like, that's fucked up. It's fucked up, dude. Fuck your truck.
Yeah.
Fuck your truck. That's weird as shit.
I don't, yeah, like,
it's super weird. When it's she a says, fucking I know, car.
When she said guys have a thing, like, that, no. not every guy does.
No, majority of us don't.
I love driving my car, but that's, like, that's the end of it. Once I'm, I don't think about it.
Kids are involved? Fuck my car.
Yeah. But I don't think about it until, like, it's, then I'm driving it. It's not like a sit around, like, stare out the window and go, yeah,
and there's some car guys that really, really care about the car and their truck, and I get that, but if you ever put that above your kids?
Yeah, imagine Tim Allen.
Your fucking kids?
Imagine if, on Home Improvement, he's always rebuilding that hot rod in his, but he never got in the way of his kids.
No, it's a hobby thing. Yeah. It's like just something to do and to look forward to and to work on and keep your brain moving, and yeah, it's a project, but that's different. CJ, sorry that's happening. You're not wrong. I mean, you try to bring it up, but just, I guess if nothing changes, just know that, you are supported.
I know that that's not going to help when it,
yeah, when it she comes gets down her, to this situation,
when she has to go pick her kids up and she's like, oh, at least they agree with me.
He puts this on for her husband and he's like, okay. I will change all
that'd
the things.
That'd be sweet.
That'd be cool. Hey, doubt Zach, it, we're going to we're gonna jump ahead to... hey, guys. Okay, great. Let's roll it! Hey, you
guys! All right, let's hear what you guys think.
Really? You want to talk to me? Wow, that's cool.
Do you want to read the first one, honey?
Okay. Hey, this first one's coming in from our drunk-ass son, Kyle.
Okay.
Hey, fuck faces, Joe and Brian.
It's us.
I'm a big fan of the show, and I'm writing in to hopefully keep this shit alive. Anyways, a bit of backstory before I begin this tragic story.
Oh, but that'd be sad.
I work for a company who travels the country building mini golf courses, batting cages, go-kart tracks, splash pads, bumper boat.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, and more of the same kind of shit. So basically, 10 months out of the year, I'm on the road with the guys.
So a carny, but yeah. Construction carny.
Right. Okay. Horny and hungry. Okay. We always work hard during the day, but party harder at night.
Nice.
We usually stay at hotels unless the boss is feeling generous and rents us a house. This time, we were not so lucky. We're at some 3-star hotel, which is normal, but this time there's a bar literally attached to the hotel on the ground floor. Hmm. So every night for weeks, me and my coworkers go to this bar after our shift, get hammered, and then head up to our room and pass out. But this night was a little different, .. Let's just say I got a little too drunk and ended up drinking till closing time on a Tuesday night at basically an empty bar. Mm. Tipping the bartender $100 for no reason, going to the front desk of the hotel, and then paying for a room, even though I already had a room paid for by my employer. But instead of going to the room I was paid for, I went to a completely wrong floor, broke into a room that was under construction, and passed out on the first bed I saw. Dude, this guy's fucked.
Hey, some bumper boats in there, huh?
You can fit like six holes in this room.
You got? You think you're gonna fucking do a bumper putt without me?
Are you thinking better than me?
Oh, you think you're fucking hole in one? Oh, you're a hole in one? Yeah, right. Just runs back, pulls his pants up a little bit, just kicks the door in. I'm a hole in one. Fucking bunker trap. Touchdown.
Dude, when you think about it, he already had a room that he could have went to. But he didn't go
bought
there.
Bought a different room.
Bought a different room and then didn't go to that one.
Didn't go to either one.
Oh, my God.
Didn't go to the room that he had. Didn't go to the room that he bought. And then just broke into a room he didn't even have.
I only... passed on the first bit I saw. Yeah. I only know all this because I woke up to three or four Hispanic dudes literally working around me sleeping ass in the hotel room. Like they came into the work for a day, saw me sleeping there, and all said, careful, don't wake him up.
And no me gusta.
No me gusta. No levantes. I literally woke up covered in drywall, dust, and people trying to be quiet while I woke up totally confused and disoriented. I didn't say a word, grabbed my phone and wallet, and headed up for the job site down the road. My boss just laughed when I got there, so I didn't get in trouble, but I still wonder why all those guys let me sleep through all that shit instead of waking me up. Anyways, I hope this makes someone laugh. Don't stop being you, and I'll keep giving you $5 every month, love you guys, and fuck you, Hail Satan.
Nice.
Kyle La Mesa, Mesa, Arizona.
Yep.
P.S. I'm about four twisted T's deep as I write this, so sorry for the grammatical errors or anything like that. I wonder where he ended up after he wrote this
thing.
He's like,
anyway, I'm writing this right now from a hotel room with six mini golf holes in it. I'm writing this from a hotel room that has bumper boats in it. Fucking crazy. I don't know what's going on. That's so fucking funny. Just covered in drywall dust. Like they've been doing work around you.
Yeah. Loud work. And you slept.
And you're just like, I don't know. And you just like pull the blankets over your head.
Have you ever been that? Just
no.
Like when we were just in Vegas for that game and we're walking around, you know, we drank and got a little tipsy and stuff.
Yeah, you did.
But I'm like, I'm 40, I'm not doing this shit and ruining the entire day. But I remember thinking like, have I ever gotten to a point where you're just like, you see something, like we were at the football game. There was this guy that was being like carried out of the game. And I couldn't imagine going to a live event and having to be carried out by the people that you're with.
Me either.
Like putting that on them.
But do you have a friend that like just seems to be allergic to alcohol?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know the guy that we're talking
about.
It's
like, yeah, you've had four or five beers and he's had the same amount, but it seems like it's 20 beers. I don't know.
I just, it's weird. Like I've, you know, blacked out or been like, how did I get here? But not like that.
Nope. Never been carried out of a place ever. Never once in my life. Zach?
There was one time, my first time drinking, I think I was underage, and I just passed out and started honking in my car. I passed out in my car and I just kept honking, I guess, all night. And I don't
jerking
remember.
Off.
Yeah, lots of jerking off.
So you were just sitting in the car, just hitting your horn over and over and over.
Yeah, and everybody was camped out, and it was my whole senior class kind of thing. Yeah, seriously, people were pissed at me all fucking the next day.
I bet.
Dude, like I remember my first fucking beer. Jesus Christ!
That's pretty much what I was mixing alcohol and beer together. It was very strange. I didn't know what I was doing.
Take the horn away from this fucking clown.
Seriously. Jesus, take the horn.
Jesus, take the horn, dude.
Funny story, Kyle.
So funny. Okay, so our second email is coming in from our little helper son, Nick. It says, hey, guys, what's up?
What's up, brother?
So I was listening to your episode a while back where the guy's wife was getting annoyed about him jerking off in bed because the motion of his ocean was keeping her awake.
Mm-hmm.
We all remember fucking that.
Yeah.
With the old cum sock sock puppet.
Saga.
Well, I have saggy a similar saga. But more depressing story.
Soggy, saggy
How
saga?
Get more depressing than that?
Set the bar for depressing pretty low.
Yeah, dude. I thought I was happy. I'm not sure at this point. This was several years ago when I was still married to my ex-wife. One night, I wasn't feeling well. I went to bed super early. Sometime later, my wife crawls into bed and starts to masturbate. I woke up to the bed shaking, and at first I thought it was just her getting comfortable, so I didn't really pay any attention to it, but the shaking didn't stop.
I've never been, this is outside the email, I've never been in a situation or a situation where I thought or I've mistaken someone rolling over in bed to masturbating.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how big is that vagina? Like, how fucking bouncy do you have to be? How big are your vagina strokes?
Yeah, that's like, it's like pulling a fucking cord on a lawnmower.
That's like fucking, you know, using the old bucket to wash your laundry with like the ab board or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
And you're like,
right.
There's no mistaking bouncing around to roll over in tiny movements of masturbation.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, just wanted to point that out.
Masturbation is more frantic.
I lay there for a while trying to fall asleep when I realized the bed was moving very rhythmically and not random tossing and turning. So I continue to lay there until I figure out what she was doing. My back is towards her, so I can't see anything, but I can hear her. I can hear her breathing increasing, and she was moaning softly. And that's when it dawned on me what she was doing. I was shocked and turned on. I get it. I get it.
Okay.
After about 10 minutes, I decided to I'm going to join in. I turned over and put my hand on top of her busy hand.
let me take what over for
funny wording.
Your busy hand?
Would you mind if I step in for that busy hand? She froze instantly, so I started rubbing her. She quickly pushed my hand away and turned over. I was confused, but let it be, and went back to sleep. The next morning, I asked her about it, and she said she didn't know what I was talking about.
That didn't happen.
That sucks. I pressed her, but she kept denying it. I'm not saying this caused it, but we were divorced less than a year later. Thanks for the show. I listened to it at the end of my work week to help me finish the work week while I smile and send me into the weekend on a silly goose high.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like. I'm there's certain little things in a relationship that happens, and that's hard to forget. But reaching over and you're like, oh shit, like you're masturbating and you reach over to help or like just be there and they push your hand away and then go to sleep. That's going to fuck with you.
It's one because that's
not only are you not fucking with like not fucking me, like you don't want to fuck me. Now you don't want me to just fucking be around while you fuck yourself. Yeah, that's going to fuck with you.
Well, and why did she feel comfortable enough to get in the bed to do that in the first place? And then know. When he notices it, act like it didn't happen.
Yeah, then and that's like a three strike thing. You're not fucking me. When you were fucking yourself next to me, I tried to help and you said no. And then the next morning, you're like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Psh, that never happened.
That is really weird.
That didn't happen.
That is really weird. Really weird. Everybody masturbates.
Everybody flicks.
Everybody rubs. Sometimes. Episode 78, dude. Let's fucking do it.
Dude, it's fucking sick, dude.
Sign up, support us on Patreon, get that bonus content, that exclusive merch, be able to answer or have us answer questions on the show. Head over to patreon.com/canyoundontpodcast.
And there's a link in right now, too.
Yeah, and there's a link in the episode description for the Patreon. There's also a link in the episode description to send stuff in if you want to help decorate Zach Cave.
Looks pretty cool in there now.
It does.
I like it.
Did you see the arcade
sign?
Yeah,
I did.
Okay. Instagram and Facebook, YouTube. You can find Can You Know Podcast on there. And then something you want to see on the show, send it into heyguys@canyoundontpodcast.com. And then rate and review the show wherever you listen to your podcast. It truly does help us out. You ready to wrap this shit up?
Yeah.
All right. Let's fucking do it. Zach!
Good God. Wrap it up already, huh?
You can do it!
Tell me more!
You can do it!
Why was the computer so cold?
I don't know.
Because it accidentally left its windows open all night.
Oh, jeez. That's funny.
Come on.
That's pretty funny.
It's a computer and it's a thing. And it's like Windows.
There's got to be something about
it. Let me try again.
How did the mouse get in the computer or something?
Because I don't know. Because the computer left his windows open all night? Yeah,
something like that.
That's good. I like that. Why was the computer so cold?
I don't know.
Because it left its Macs open all night.
Bum, 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 bum.
See, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. One score, Android. All right. Let's move on to the bonus
Don't
stuff.
Don't you have an iPhone?
Yeah, I do. I'm just making jokes.
Fuck you, iPhone!
I just tried it both ways. Because it left its eye windows open.
Mm.
No, see, that one doesn't... It has to be exactly how it is. That's okay. That's okay. All right, episode 78. Love you guys. If you guys are subscribed to us on Patreon, we keep going. Fuck yeah. Brian, do the thing.
Do the... Oh, wait, what?
I don't know. You say bye.
Oh, bye. Thank you.